You're listening to SBS News.
The US state of Florida has just recorded 156 deaths in one day, the largest single-day increase since the COVID-19 pandemic started, and 16,000 new cases. With such high numbers, some parents in Florida are worried about having their children return to school. Yvette Garcia from Orange Park in Jacksonville says she's not only anxious about her son getting infected.
So to send Julian to school not only puts him at risk that I'm not comfortable with, but then if he comes back home with something, it puts my parents at risk, his grandparents. That's not a chance that I want to take. I feel that Florida right now has, the cases have just jumped, skyrocketed, and it's out of control.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis wants schools to reopen, but he says parents should have the option of remote learning if they're nervous about face-to-face classes.
For me, I think one of the core principles is, you know, parents need to have the ability to opt for the type of learning that they think is important. And so if they're more comfortable in a distance learning environment, then they obviously need to have that choice.
In the state of Michigan, 11 protesters were arrested during the fourth straight day of demonstrations against in-person summer classes at Detroit schools.
No dead children!
The Trump administration is trying to assure parents that it's safe to have their children back in the classroom. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the science is settled.
The science is very clear on this, that, you know, for instance, you look at the JAMA pediatric study of 46 pediatric hospitals in North America that said the risk of critical illness from COVID is far less for children than that of seasonal flu. The science is on our side here, and we encourage for localities and states to just simply follow the science, open our schools. It's very damaging to our children. There's a lack of reporting of abuse. There's mental depressions that are not addressed, suicidal ideations that are not addressed when students are not in school. Our schools are extremely important, they're essential, and they must reopen.
In an interview with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, infectious diseases expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the high case numbers in Florida and other southern states should result in what he calls a regrouping.
Southern states, particularly exemplified by Florida, California, Arizona, Texas, have seen surges that are really quite disturbing. Surges, as you mentioned, that have gone up to over 60,000 cases a day. That obviously is something that we must address. Because of that, what I think we need to do, and my colleagues agree, is that we really got to almost regroup, call a timeout, not necessarily lock down again, but say we've got to do this in a more measured way. We've got to get our arms around this, and we've got to get this control. If we don't do that, Mark, we're going to wind up getting a situation where in other states, we may be seeing the same thing.
How the pandemic is being managed is also top of mind among the people of Brazil. About 7,000 people have died each week in Latin America's most populous country since May 25th. President Jair Bolsonaro, who was recently infected with COVID-19, angered some of his own health experts by breaching social distancing protocols and talking down the severity of the virus. As the death toll continued to rise, so did the number of protests calling for him to step aside. Henrique Mandetta served as Brazil's health minister until last April, when he was sacked by President Bolsonaro after they clashed over the public health response.
A falta de uma liderança política clara que fosse convergente, que ajudasse a população a cumprir.
There is a lack of clear political leadership that can help the population to follow an example of behaviour to avoid the virus. In contrast, we have had a head of the nation who denied the disease, who asked the population to go to the streets, to not respect the isolation, to not respect the social distancing, creating in Brazil promises of fake medicines which are not scientifically proved.
In India, case numbers have also surged by more than 32,000, taking the country close to 1 million cases. And in the UK, Chief Scientific Advisor Patrick Vallance says it's clear the outcome has not been good. Britain has the highest death toll in Europe, with a Reuters tally putting the figure at almost 56,000 when suspected cases are included in the numbers. Mr. Valence says social distancing will continue to be one of the most important measures, and he says working from home has shown to be a good option for many organisations.
We're still at a time when distancing measures are important, and of the various distancing measures, working from home for many companies remains a perfectly good option because it's easy to do. I think a number of companies think it's actually not detrimental to productivity, and in that situation, absolutely no reason I can see to change it.
So far, more than 13.5 million people around the world have been infected and more than 582,000 have died. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.